Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to an episode of Jamie's Journal. We are talking about this month activation. We are talking about activating you. But I just wanted to tell you a couple of testimonies, a couple of things that's going on in the world of business. One thing that's going on is that there is a couple of testimonies. One lady, I was in the meeting last night, and we were talking about the effects of this business. And while I was talking to her about the effects of the business, she said, "You know what? I have a good testimony." We were talking about some sweets, and we were talking about, you know, one of the women around our neighborhood has a baking business, and one day she felt some pain in her lower back, and she didn't know how to react to it. You know, when you have that pain in your back, you don't want to wait. When you have any kind of pain in your body, in your system, you do not want to overlook it. You know, a lot of times, I'm young, and I overlook certain things. But as you get older, you got to worry about the lower back pain, you know, your knee pain, your foot pain. You know, you got to worry about all those things. And the one thing that she said is, she was coming in one night, getting out of her car, and the pain just started. You know, and sometimes when we go through this pain, we can't help but try and figure out, why is this pain hurting? So after a couple of times, she realized it, and she was going through her day, and there was this woman that gave her two free samples. You know, who do you know? Who do you know that gives out free samples? Who do you know that gives out free information? And she gave it to her, and she loved it. And guess what? The very next day, she said, "My back pain was gone," after she drank the coffee. Isn't that interesting? You know, today you don't hear testimonies like this, because you cannot go to the doctors today and get this testimony. This is not the doctors doing. This is a healthy product that you cannot actually make medical claims for, but this is a healthy product that will help you through any kind of pain, anything that is going on in your system or in your body. And you want to actually come and take my one box challenge. My one box challenge is you drink one box of my coffee and tea, and I guarantee you will never go back to the same coffee or tea. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? That's interesting. But today we are going to talk about activating your power. We started off talking about activating your connection. We started off talking about activating your journal. We started about talking about ways to communicate. And the last couple of days we talked about health. You know, activating your health. Health is important. Like I was saying, if there's anything that's going on in your body or in your system, you wanna get it together. You wanna say, "Well, what's wrong? Well, why am I feeling this way?" I know in the summertime, a lot of times I'm feeling a certain way. You know, my body is different from in the fall, you know. My body has to get used to the heat, new spring, and used to all this stuff. So you want to make sure you connect with me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. You want to make sure you connect with me and let me know that you are interested today. I just want to thank you for tuning in. Because we're talking about activation. We're talking about activation in April. How are you activating your journal? How are you activating your journal? How are you getting the tools and the necessary things together if you don't activate your journal? You know, a lot of times we go through our day and we say, well, why am I having such a hard day? Number one is because you're not activating the goals and the tools and you don't have a proper goal set, so you don't do it. You say, I won't do it. I'll just, you know, wait it out. And you don't want to wait. You want to continue to push yourself through and to get it done. Get it done. Hashtag. Get it done. I want you to go out on your Facebook page and say, I'm listening to Jamie's journal. I'm listening to Jamie, to the journal strategist today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Usually I'm on at 10 o'clock today, but I'm doing this today at 1. And I want to say happy Friday to you if you are joining me, if you are listening to me. But we are talking about activating the power that is within you. Activating the power that is within you. And when we talk about activating the power that is within you, there are times when you just need, you know, to look inside you. How many times have you gone through a thing and you think, well, I don't know what I'm going to do now. How many times have you gone through a situation, a trial, especially family situations and loved ones passed, and you have this thing like, oh, my God, can I really do this? Can I go through the rest of my year like this? Are you serious? Sometimes the only thing you can do is to reach inside of you and say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to reach inside of me and create something that no one else has created. Do something that no one else has done. And make sure to invest in yourself. You know, how do you want to invest in yourself? What are some ways? What are some tools? What are some goals that you need to make happen for yourself? This is, when I talk about activating, I don't talk about activating like, oh, I'm just going to go through my goals today. No. When I talk about activating, I talk about tapping into something that you normally don't tap into. It's like, you know, when you walk outside and you look at the trees and you look at the clouds and you look at what's blooming outside, you tap into the nature of a tree, the nature of a flower, the nature. The same way you tap into your health, the same way you tap into your life, the same way you can tap into you. Let me say that again. I'm getting happy. The same way you can tap into Mother Nature, you can walk outside, you can see the trees, you can see the stars, you can see everything big and clear, and sometimes you got to thank God for what you see. You got to begin to thank God for what you see. That's number one. Number two is the same power, the same acknowledgement, the same routine that you tap into your health. You say, well, what's off today? It's the same power that you can tap into you and make that power happen. How? Well, you can write in your journal. You can write down some questions that you have in your mind, that you're going through in your system, that you can write some things down and begin to dig. You know, one of the questions that I've always had within me is, why am I doing this? That's question one. Those journal strategists always had that question. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I touching and feeling what I'm feeling? Why am I even here? You know how to tap into yourself. Sometimes there's people here listening to me. There's people going through depression. There's people going through pain. There's people going through what they're going through. So one way you tap into yourself and say, you know what, let me sit down and do this exercise. Let me sit down and see what I can dig out of me. Sometimes I'm talking to the people that have a book inside of you. Sometimes I'm talking to the person that has the potential and the great increase within them, but they don't want to tap into that potential that they have in them. Have you ever thought about that? Here are some questions that I want you to write down. Here are some questions that I want you to write down. And I want you to understand that everybody's not going to tap into your power. Do you hear me loud and clear? Everybody is not going to tap into your power. Every preacher, every singer, every author, every writer is not going to say, you know what? You've been so awesome today. I'm just going to tap into your power. No, don't even do it. You know, you think you can go to church and people are going to tap into your power. You think you want to go to a business meeting and, you know, you think people want to tap into your power. Well, that's not so. That's not the way it works, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the way it happens. That's not the way I, you know, and maybe you see it differently. So if you see it differently, call in 666-696-8566, but we got to learn how to tap into the power, tap into what is inside of us. You know, there's something within you, and you got to begin to tap into it. Tap into it. You know, when you walk outside and you see the flowers blooming, you say, wow, look at that flower. Look at that flower. Look at the stem. Look at the way it's just blooming all over the place. Look at the leaves. You know, look at how much it's just blooming out of nowhere. If you can tap into the nature, Mother Nature, if you can tap into everything else, then you can tap into yourself. The power is within you. Let me say that again. For those of you who are taking notes, the power is within you. What do you mean? The power is within me. Oh my God. I'm talking about something that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor man has entered into the heart of God. A lot of us don't even tap into God. We're so busy talking to our girlfriends and all, everybody else that we don't tap into God. If God is supposed to be your strength, why don't you tap into God first? If God is your all in all and God knows and God cares and oh my goodness, Then why don't you tap into God first? Why don't you sit down and read your word first? Why don't you say, okay, God, I'm gonna take half of this day and I'm gonna read my word. This is the journal strategist, but you need to understand there are some biblical, there's not only biblical questions, but there are some questions that you need to ask yourself. One of the questions that I had to ask myself is, why am I doing this? You know, there was a, let me think of a story. I could tell you. I could tell you a couple stories about myself. You know, the journal strategist. Let me see. Well, I could tell you this. I could tell you this. The amount of heaviness that I've been through, I can tell you, it's a lot of pain right now. And most of you don't even know my story. I'm the journal strategist. So why did they call me the journal strategist? They call me the journal strategist because I love to journal. I love to tell you strategies after strategies after strategies, how to do a thing and how to put it into place. That's why they call me the journal strategist. Because I sip my tea, my healthy tea, and I go through my day without jitters, having the jitters and having the use my other phone. It's nobody. But you know, there are countless times you will get up and you will just ask yourself some questions. And when you ask yourself some questions, you're going to have to understand the power of positivity or negativity. You're going to have to understand that power of positivity or negativity. So as we tap into the power that is within us, there are some things that you're going to have to understand. Understand, number one, understand that everyone's not going to tap into your power. Understand, everyone's not going to have a strategy. Everyone's not going to have a plan. Everyone's not going to call you every single day knocking at your door saying, hey, what's going on? How you been? If you're your own business owner, you're going to have to learn how to do it yourself. I can tell you that the number one network marketing person in this world is not going to call me every 2 minutes. Talking about, hey, baby, you okay? Hey, do you need anything? You're going to have to tap into that power by yourself. I'm talking to some people that have some books in them. I'm talking to some people that have some things going on, but you got to be able to clear out the clutter so you can see, how can I activate this and make it more clear for me and myself as a strategist? Sometimes I ask myself questions. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I here? Why am I going through what I'm going through? Why am I doing what? You know, a lot of us have to ask those questions just to get to the next dimension. There is no such thing as a level. There is no such thing as a level. Why? A level is, well, you're on my level. But a dimension is walking into another dimension and seeing something different. It's like if you go from your door to the outside, you're stepping into another dimension. When you get into your car, you're stepping into another dimension. When you step out of the car and go to your meeting, You're stepping into another dimension. So how will you learn how to tap into the power that is within you? The only way to do it is through the source that you believe in. So who's my source? Who do I believe in? Who is my source? Who do I believe in? Those are some questions that you need to ask yourself. Those are some questions that you need to ask yourself. Those are not questions that you need to ask everybody else. Those are not some questions that you need to ask your neighbor, your friend, your relative, your supervisor. Those are questions you need to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen. So when I talk about activating, I want to challenge you to go back and listen to some of the replays. Go back and listen to some of the replays. Go back and listen to connection. It's important that you have a connection with somebody. It is very, very important that you have a connection. I don't care who you are. If you ain't God, you better have a good connection. You better have some kind of favor or somebody connecting to you every single day, because if you don't, well, then you don't connect to nobody. Nobody's going to call you. Who are you going to connect to? That's another good question that you need to tap into yourself and say, who am I connecting to? So your homework is to understand that there is a power, there is a destiny, there is a desire, there is a purpose, there is a calling that everybody has. But you can't get there just by osmosis. There are some questions, some things that you need to ask yourself. When I was going through my biggest thing on depression, one of the things that I realized is that I had to realize that I had greatness in me. Because right now I shouldn't be living, I shouldn't be walking, I shouldn't be breathing, I shouldn't be staying here even on this broadcast as a journal strategist. I shouldn't even be here. I should be somewhere I should be somewhere in heaven right now. But God has brought me through all that. Just for you to understand that there is a power within you. But you got to learn how to activate it and tap into it. You know, because you can go to 10 meetings a week. That don't mean you're tapping into your power or your given potential. You can go to every meeting you want to. That don't mean that the power is where it should be. So when I talk about power, everybody has a power within them. And, you know, remember that song, I Got the Power? I listen to that daily, I Got the Power, because you have the power. Besides God having the power, you have the power, but you just got to tap into it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is a power that is driving everybody to a certain area of their life. And you have to make that decision. Are you a red? Are you a blue? Are you a yellow? Are you a green? Reds are the money people. Green are the facts people. Blue are people that love to have fun. And yellow, well, yellow people love to help. But I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is something that I need you to do a self-investment, a self-investigation on you. Life can bring you a bunch of drama, but also it can bring you a bunch of pain. But I choose the pain instead of drama. I choose life instead of death. I choose health instead of, hey, I need to go to the hospital again. I choose the best that is within me because I know I'm available unto God. And you need to find out your source. You need to find out who you are connected to and go and connect to them. So this is a journal strategist. You can connect with me at jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. For more information on the one box challenge, woo-hoo, you don't want to miss it. It is fun. I guarantee you drink one box of green tea, you drink one box of coffee, you will never be the same in your life. I want to say God bless you and have an awesome, activated, motivated, lactivated weekend on the Journal Strategist. Thank you once again, and I will meet you on Monday at 10 a.m. We will be talking about activating your struggle, activating your struggle. There are some things that you need to remember about the struggle. God bless you, and I'll chat with you soon.